The next patient is Wanda Finch. The last name is F-I-N-C-H. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old female patient of Dr. Piccioni that was referred to the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B-A1. The patient has been exposed to chemotherapy in the past, in 1991. She has a BMI that is and she has been retaining fluid in the lower extremities. She's drinking fluid, but she's not taking the furosemide that has been prescribed on a daily basis. A lengthy conversation was carried with Mrs. Finch, in which we explained the danger of the persistent fluid retention without any need. She has to be in a sodium-restricted diet with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces, and we are going to use the furosemide 2 to 3 times a week. She's going to feel much better whenever she loses fluid from the lower extremities, period. On the other hand, she has been evaluated by Dr. St. Louis. She has been referred to therapy, and they are doing exercises and trying to improve the circulation in the lower extremities. In the laboratory workup that we have today, the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 25, and the estimated GFR is 47.6. She doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. She continues to be 3A1. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 115 over 69. Following number, the patient has a vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, she has a history of hyperlipidemia. Following number, a history of breast cancer in the 90s. The urinalysis doesn't have any active findings. We continue to monitor the kidney function. We are going to give an appointment in 3 months to see what happened with the fluid retention in the lower extremities. A period we invested in 8 minutes in the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 22 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.